In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Qinghai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Qinghai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires, mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela, l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. In the past year, Supreme Master Qinghai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Qinghai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes. Please join on Between Master and Disciples as we share with you a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring watercress and soya sprout salad and pan-fried tofu.
Okay, we have some very simple salad, one of my favorite salad. This is very simple, just watercress and soya sprout. Yeah, both are nutritious, refreshing, and taste wonderful. Okay, and together we will have vegan cheese on top of it. And together with the either Thousand Island taste that we made for the same celestial food, or we have some escalot and vinegar. It's this kind of ready-made salad dressing. First, we have to wash this very well. This kind of watercress, they grow. They always grow in clean water anyway, but nevertheless, we soak it in sea salt water or just refined salt water for a while. Just put a couple of tablespoons of salt, run the water into it, let it dissolve a little bit, just for more clean. And then take out if any bad leaves, anything. We can cut them into small, bite size. Cut like that. 2 to 3, yeah? Depends on how long. This one we cut into 3 section. Put it in the salt water, leave it there for a few minutes. 3 to 5 minutes. This one very clean actually. Yeah, so it's alright. This you can also soak it in case any damage. But normally they are very clean kind of vegetable. They grow unless the water is very clean. Same with soya sprout, very clean. In Vietnam we say, as clean as soya sprout. I mean, clean. Or cow. Let it soak there. Very simple. Yeah. And then prepare it in the tofu. I'm going to cook some simple tofu as well. Yeah, to go with that. This is hard tofu, huh? Hard or medium high is okay. You don't use soft tofu for this. Okay. The most simple, basic food for nutrition and good taste. It's only 5 minutes to prepare. Even children can cook. Squeeze the things out. Meanwhile, turn on the cooker. This kind of cooker takes a little long time because it's low heat, so you turn it on a little while. Put a pan up there and wait. You can also put oil in already. Any oil will do. I have some sunflower oil, so I use it. Just 1-2 tablespoons according to your fatness. If you're very fat, then put a little less. If you are not too fat, then you can put a lot more oil. Okay, we'll leave it there, let it heat up, yeah? Okay. I can chop the tofu, cut the tofu into finger size, yeah? Like this, okay? Cut into finger size, not cut your finger, okay?
Yes, Master.
I'm just kidding. You can cut it another, and it look like finger, okay?
Yes, Master.
Or you can cut it square, okay? The reason is so that it's a bite size, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Bite size. for very busy people, you know, they don't even have time to bite. So you have to put it just a bite size, yeah?
Yes, Master.
I'm kidding. Who can be so lazy? And busy. Not possible. All right, just kidding. This you don't have to do it, but in case it's too much of water, you just dry it a little bit. Huh? Don't have to. It's also fine. Meanwhile, we wait for the oil to be heated. Take the salad out, wash it back out of water, and rinse it well, 2-3 times, just to make sure. No? You rinse it with filter water, no? The last rinse. After you soak it already in the salty water, the rinse water has to be filtered water. So make sure that it's fit for you to eat, no?
Yes, Master.
Because these are, you know, raw things. Well, first you soak it in salt water, make sure it's impacted, and then you rinse it in filtered water. This is filtered water, it's not mineral water. Filtered from the top, no?
Yes, Master.
See, we equip this with this kind of touch, see? And if you open like that, the water come out, it's clean, you can drink it directly, so. Okay, check it out maybe. Okay, that's good. Rinse this now. Rinse it well, 2-3 times, eh?
Yes, Master.
So that you even can cook this, you can prepare it, it's very easy. If you eat raw, it makes sure it's hygienic enough, yeah, that's all. Yeah. Raw food is very good. Just make sure that the food you eat are well washed. Right. Now we keep it here. Meanwhile, to let the salad dry out some water, no? Now meanwhile, I think the oil already hot. Yeah. All right. Now, this is for the salad in a while. Now I'm going to cook the tofu. You see how simple it is?
Yes.
Mommy, you cannot cook, huh?
Yes, Master.
I bet you can. Okay. Tomorrow I make you cook this. And you will tell me that you can.
Okay, Master.
Very simple. You see? All you do is just wait for the oil to be heated, no?
Yes.
And then you put the tofu in there. Be careful that the oil don't spill on you, no?
Yes, Master.
Put them all in. And let them fry it really well. Now and again, you stir it up, huh?
Yes, Master.
Fry so that it fries from all sides. Very nutritious, you see? Tofu. A lot of protein and a lot of stuff that is good for your health. Tofu is kind of almost complete meal in itself. Not just a protein, eh? It has everything, even oil in it, eh? They make soy oil, you know that, yeah?
Yes, Master.
And it has even fiber to help digestion and clean up your system, huh?
Excellent.
Yeah, excellent. I don't study much into the tofu, but I think this has a lot of nutrition, mineral value. That's it. You gotta wash one more time, eh?
Yes, Master.
To make sure that whatever residues and the oil will be out. You can let the water run direct into it. You know, the filter water will run direct there. And we rinse it and it's done. Don't use the hot water, huh? In the filter system like this, huh?
Yes, Master.
It's cold water. First of all, also to keep your salad fresh. Just stir it up a little, hey? If you want to make sure, you just turn it over, that's it, yeah?
The reason you should dry your tofu or your stir fry stuff because so that the water is not together with the oil, yeah? Because if the water too much with the oil, it will spray all over you, that's all, yeah?
Yes, Master.
The less water, the less spray. Oh, you can do wonderful cooking with tofu, you know that?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, another day we cook another thing. Also with simple tofu and also very simple. And fun. Okay, you fry it for maybe a few minutes. Until it's golden brown, both sides, huh? Just when it's golden brown, like this side, on the other side as well, then it's done. Then you just add some stuff. Condiments. So I wash my salad again. I mean, for the last time now, yeah?
Yes, Master.
For the last time now, and let it dry for the last time. Then we can mix it with the sauce. And voila. A lot of goodness in this. See, when you wash and you see the water is all clear and has nothing suspicious, then that should be all right. It will dry better. You can also squeeze a little bit so the water coming up. And you have different salad washer. You know, there are some you can just, you know, swirl it around and the water will disappear. I don't have that luxury stuff here. I have whatever is in the house that's already bought. So I'm okay. Oh wow, it's spraying, huh?
Yes, Master.
Now, it's almost done. You can lower the heat by medium. Put a little bit of this bouillon oregano. That's a French word for vegetable or soup base.
Yes, Master.
And it's salty already, so be careful. Don't put too much salt in there, huh?
Yes, Master.
Alright, good. Now. And then you got some soy sauce in it, yeah? Yeah, I have some soy sauce. Good, soy sauce, just a few drops into it, yeah? Like 1 tablespoon max, okay? Right. Of course you can put Maggi as well. Like that, right? And if you like a dash of black pepper, you're welcome. If not, no need. We put a little mushroom seasoning. Ow! Come out, guys! It doesn't want to come out. It's mushroom seasoning, man. You can buy it in Chinese shop. If not, doesn't matter. Just put maggi or soy sauce. That's sufficient. Even just salt and pepper. It tastes delicious already. Or just soy sauce, man. Or just by itself even. This tofu, it's a wonderful thing. We can put tofu at number 9 wonder of the world. Because it's so nutritious. And it grows everywhere. And it's a pity that people use it for raising animal stock, you know?
Yes, Master.
Livestock. Otherwise, we will never be hungry as long as we have tofu. Okay, that's it. It's done. Now turn the heat off. Okay? After you turn the heat off, the heat cooks still hot. So you can leave it on for a while if you want to, otherwise you can eat right immediately. I just slice some tomato for decoration. Not really necessary, but just look nice. When you cut, huh?
Yes, Master.
The one you can't cook.
Yes, Master.
I hope you can cut at least. All you do, just put this in here. Try not to bring the oil with you, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Leave the oil inside, just kind of like fish it out of the oil. Unless you like oil, then it's fine. There's no harm. Careful, don't throw the hot oil right away into the sink, okay?
Yes, Master.
Either you can save it for next time when cooking, or if you want to rinse it, you let it be cold first. So it doesn't harm some little insects under the sink. Got it?
Yes, Master.
Just put a little coriander, yeah? And it looks good like that, okay? You can even add a little sesame on top of it or not. This is grounded sesame, yeah? You can put on top a little bit. And it will taste delicious, 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 yeah? Just a little like that. As much as you like. Okay, now one dish ready, see that?
Yes, Master.
Now I'm going to prepare the cheese to put on top of the salad. And you're done.
Yes, Master.
These cheese are vegan cheese and they're not really fattening, you know. You can eat as much as you want, okay?
Okay.
You like cheese?
I love cheese.
Okay, this is the cheese that you can eat forever. My dogs love them. You want to prove it?
Yes.
There you are, baby. Huh? Not you? Okay. Yeah, I mean. No more left. Later, guys. Okay? Later, I'll give you. Now I gotta cook. Oh, you want some more? Okay, there. No? Right. A lot of customers. My five dogs, no? The first five dogs, they love anything that we eat, they love to eat. The later adopted dog, they're not used to so much yet, no? With luxury. So, but slowly they will already get used to many things now. See, now we're gonna put this in the bowl. Yeah, everybody will know. Okay. It's too much to use it for cooking soup later.
Yes, Master.
Remember last time I cooked the soup? Okay, now you can put a few tablespoons, 2 tablespoons of sauce, or the Thousand Island vegan sauce, yeah? A few dash of Maggi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's it, okay?
Okay.
Now, a little of, just a little bit of sugar to taste, yeah? Like a half of teaspoon, okay? This much, huh?
Yes.
Then, because sometimes the sauce is sour, but you don't have to. Some people like it like that, yeah?
Yes.
I just like it with a dash, a pinch of sugar. Now, all you do is just get it up. Normally people have special spoon for salad. Yeah, but you can do it with normal spoon and fork. Save a lot of stuff in the house. I don't like too many stuff in the house.
Yes, Master.
I try to use minimum, yeah? And you still can eat. I'm sure you will. You will see it. I don't need special salad spoon or anything. Okay, that's enough for now. You can put much more sauce if you want, eh? But that's all I wanted. Okay, and then you sprinkle on top. Cheese that you have cut into small, small pieces. Let's put on top of the salad. That's all we need. There you are. And of course we have more salad if we need more, no? Right now that's enough. See? Yeah?
Yes.
And I have a half of tomato, I put it there. No, and then you eat that with rice, yeah? It's delicious. I'm gonna put a bowl of rice over it. See, if you eat this brown rice and mung beans in it, yeah? And then with the tofu and with the salad, watercress and soya sprout salad and the cheese, that is a perfect meal already, yeah? And then you can eat some fruit, of course, man. We have a lot of fruit here. That should be enough for the day. Yeah? Okay? There's no need to leave more complicated than this. It's very simple. You see how quick and simple?
Yes, Master.
and a lot of nutrition and taste delicious. You try it.
Ah, this is for the dog. I promise you guys something else, huh? After this, you can have some mango. Yeah, okay? Eat too much and you'll be fat, no? Hmm? Will you be fat? No, no. Exercise. Okay, let me cut it first. Wow. Big sausage. Wow. Nice. Mm. Just eat it like this. Delicious. Yeah? Okay, let me taste first. Sausage good. Vegan sausage. Beautiful. There you go. Got it. Yeah, man. Take it easy, man. Look at me. Hey, what's up? There you are. Take it quick. Good boy. Hey. So long. It's good. Trust me, huh? How come you're so slow today, Zolo? Hmm? Not yet? Nah, it's winter, baby. Eat a little bit snack before you go to sleep, huh? No? Okay. Okay. Zolo, you like bread, huh? Okay, okay. I give him some bread. He doesn't like it. He's a farm boy, you know?
Yes,
he's not used to it. He loves bread because he used to throw his whole love, you know, hard on the ground and he just eat it day by day until it's finished. There you are. No? Here, boy. Don't worry. Eat. Come here. Solo. Come here, Solo. There you are, right? There you are. Normally he also eats the sausage today. Here, me. Oh, good. Come here. You want bread, huh, Benny?
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay, later. Solo, did you finish your bread yet? Boyo, come here. There you are. There. So you don't have to come back too many times. Yeah, oh, no, no. Goody. Eat first, shadow after. Hmm? There you are. Snack. This is a snack bar. Yeah. Good snack for everybody. Solo, last chance. Come, sweetheart. Here. Here, sir. Yeah. No, we're so sissy today. Eat it. Mm. Eat it. No? Hey, funny today. You are funny today. Are you alright, Zolo? Hmm? Somebody scared you, huh? There you go. Bobo. There. There you go, Zolo. Got it? There. You still want it, girl? Yeah, okay. You want some more? I'll give you some more, okay? Okay. Oh, never mind. Eat mango or some stuff. Wow. Goody. Your favorite, baby. Huh? You want a big one or some big one? Mmm. Oh, big. What about yourself? Okay, have it. Let's love it. You want some also, baby? Yeah, baby. Good girl. Good girl. You eat fruit now. You good girl, my God. I'll take some time to eat now, huh? See, they are the later adopted one, eh? And also used to fruit and all that stuff. But my other five dogs, because they've been with me a long time, they eat all the healthy stuff.
I see.
Mm. Even Boyo eat now. Mango. I love mango. You want some, try? Solo, you're slow. Come.
Where is Thomas? Thomas outside.
Yes.
Can you get him in? No, okay. I give it to the sources. Okay, yeah, take the whole thing. Yes, Olo. You see, if I break it, he eat it quicker. If I don't break, sometimes he don't take it.
Yes, master.
Sausage. Yeah. Everywhere.
He love this bread. Everywhere does. Here, come. Yeah. Just a whole meal bread, and I don't know why they go gaga over it. Never. No? All right, so. Happy is only bread now, no more sausage. And some more sausage? Okay, now I'll make it, okay? Happy? Yeah. Here, guys. Yeah, take the whole thing and go with it. You eat all that. Look at him. See that? He loves fruit, any kind. Haven't you want some also? Yeah, take the whole bunch and go. Have you eaten some? The fruit? There. The whole bunch of it. Okay. Yeah, you eat. Eat slowly, I'm looking, huh? This grape sauce is really good. Lucky. One more left, honey.
Come. One little left here.
Look at how much he eats. No? No, this is the sausage now. You see, I told you, you eat the whole bunch of it. Yeah. You want sausage also? Come. You didn't eat it before. Come. Why? Some more for us. No, this is for Thomas. You got it already. Mommy! Pom-pom! Yeah, it's all yours. Yeah. One more. You guys still want it? Okay, then. Okay. No. Not at all. Boyo. Three. Come in. Ready? Eat slow, lady. Nobody snatch it. Happy? Yeah? Bobo? Good? Mommy? Yummy. Happy, you had enough, baby. Your stomach's too big already. Solo? Do you want to try or not? You're not hungry today, definitely. Okay, fine. Okay, lady, slow down. Yeah, lady, some more. If you're that hungry. Voila, finish.
That tastes fantastic.
Really? I told you I can cook, no?
Yeah, you can cook.
And simple, huh?
That's very simple.
And quick, huh? And very nutritious, even.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, bon appetit. And you eat with the brown rice and beans, and then you feel like a haikus.
That's right.
Okay, just a ground, roasted sesame, huh? We roasted already, and we ground it. And you can eat it with brown rice every day. That's why I put in the tofu, huh? You don't have to, but it tastes great.
Lucky, oh, want some tomato? Oh.
He just ate one slice already.
Here's another one.
I know. He eat forever. You know, he just eat two bunch of grapes already, yeah? You saw it. And mango, yeah?
And mango.
Yes. I just gave him one slice of tomato. And now you gave him one and he took it. That guy, he eat forever. Fruit, you know? As long as there's fruit, he eat. Look, he's so small, but he can eat forever. He's working on his tomatoes. Wow, it's done. Done, yeah, Lucky? And now we have to clean the carpet. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your charming company today on A Gift of Love. simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Please join us tomorrow for more insightful lectures every day on Between Master and Disciples, right here on Supreme Master Television. Up next, a beautiful singer with a golden heart, Shakira, on Good People, Good Works. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be joyous and bright and in tune with the wisdom and love from heaven.